Hey,
hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop right on.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And what a beautiful, beautiful morning. I mean, it is really, really going to be another beautiful, beautiful day in the 60s. And get out and enjoy it while you can, because in the twinkling of an eye, it's going to be gone. Good morning to you, Sam. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Did you hear about the crazy tornadoes and stuff that's coming?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming. But, you know, when you live in, where I live in Milwaukee, and even where you guys are right here in Waukesha, you're so close to the lake. You don't wind up with tornadoes and the inclement weather you'll get, but we're at least safe from the tornadoes.
Thank you for saying that, because that's a nightmare of mine, honestly.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just factual, you know. The lake is our buffer, and we have always escaped tornadoes because of that. So we don't have to worry about that, you know, the sleet and the other kind of things that are supposedly coming and hitting in many parts of this country, we're going to be immune from. So that's good news. But I want to welcome my guest, Mr. Reuben Hopkins. He is the president of the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, how are you, man?
Are you laughing because I got it right?
Well, you almost. I'm the chairman and CEO.
Okay, all right.
I'm in charge. That you can just say that.
Well, but I got it right. The Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce, right?
You did.
Okay,
you did.
So you know. So
I appreciate that.
I stand corrected, and we will certainly make sure that we get it right from this point forward. It is good to have you on the line, man. Congratulations on, you know, the hard work that you and your staff have been putting in for a long, long time. Let's talk a little bit about the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
Well, you know, we're a marketing chamber, so we like being out and about and engaged, and, you know, we like doing events. We like, you know, engaging the business community, you know, because I think there's a big part of the entertainment and business community that people don't see as regular business, you know. And, you know, I got to tell, if you hear a voice in the background, I've been taking this little guy to daycare like every morning.
Hey, come on, man. That's you know, that's a part of all of it. So go ahead.
Listen, he has not said a word, right? And all the time I've been taking him until today.
Hey, man, but that's how it works, right? I mean, but you know what, man, that's life. And those are the realities of life. And so, man, there's no problem at all, especially with me.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that, man. So if you hear him saying...
We got it, man. We got it. And so tell us about the chamber, man.
Yeah. And so so our goal right now is we're working on what's called a 3,000 Black Business Challenge, where we're challenging the Black community to start 1,000 businesses a year over the next 3 years. You know, we've received funding. As a matter of fact, the Black business community has received over $25 million in funding for economic development and to do this, to start up businesses, to provide technical assistance, and to make sure that those businesses that need capacity building get the support they need.
Well,
and so that's what we're working on.
Well, so let me say this to listeners who may not be aware of the issues, many of the issues facing the city of Milwaukee. 1% of businesses in the city of Milwaukee are owned by blacks. The worst in the entire nation. You know, we're the worst in the nation on a lot of different fronts. But it's no surprise that the city of Milwaukee has only 1% black business ownership. You know, I've been around a while, and as well as you have. Uh-huh. But I also remember a time when that wasn't the case. It's a long time ago now. It's 30 years or so years ago that businesses were ripe and flourishing in our city. I remember it well. How did we get to the point where we're the worst in the entire nation?
Well, I like to chalk it up to leadership. I just think that, you know, you have to have leadership. And the black business leadership just hasn't done its job, you know. And even now, right, even now that resources have come to the community.
Long overdue resources, I might add.
Right. There's still a question as to what happens now, right? You don't hear the black business community stepping up saying, this is what we're ready to do. And so that's the challenge that I'm putting out to the black business community, because we've complained, even though the funds that we receive is not a panacea, it's not going to change everything, it can begin to take our community in a whole new direction when it comes to business and economic development. And so we have to be able to recognize that. And I'm not so sure that the collaborative nature of being in leadership is there. And so those are the conversations that we're having behind the scenes. You know, all of the different black business organizations that receive, you know, up to $5 million. I think the least that any of the organizations got was like $2.5 million. And so, but collectively, as a business group, the black business community received over $25 million. And so we should be able to do something with that. Now, the 3,000 Black Business Challenge, that is the concept that the Wisconsin Black Chamber has put out. And if we can get the other organizations to consider it or to buy into that notion, then we think that we could exceed those numbers, because the community is ready for some type of leadership. The community is ready to grow. The community is ready for all of the things that having these resources will allow us to put in place. And so, you know, I'm excited on that level that we finally have an opportunity to stop talking and get something done.
So let me ask you, man, the old axiom, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? One of the reasons that, you know, black businesses, in my assessment, haven't been able to survive in our city is that, again, the worst city in the entire nation, one of the poorest cities in the entire nation for black people. And so when you look at the resources that black people, far too many of us, are lacking, it's hard to support businesses because, you know, people don't have jobs that pay a livable wage. You know, back when I was talking about, you know, in the good old days, 30 years ago, there were certainly all these jobs that offered a livable wage. And so people had those resources that they could spend to support black business. You can create new black businesses, which is great. We need to have those. But how are we going to address the lack of resources that our community has to support black businesses?
Well, in all honesty, I think that being undercapitalized is the biggest issue that we have. The banks have been undercapitalized. That has changed some with the funding that the ARPA funding that has gone to a lot of the CDFIs who will be lending to many of these businesses in the black community. Many of the national level banks have begun to talk about equity and inclusion, but the challenge has been the black community is locked into the lowest level of a real life monopoly game. And so Dr. Claude Anderson taught us that in order to play this game, you have to have the money. Right. And even in Monopoly, every time you pass go, you get to collect $200 so that you can at least stay in the game. but you got to pass go, right? So we haven't even, we're trying to play the game, but, you know, in Monopoly, everybody starts out with the same amount of money, and then you go for what you know. You can't just come to the table and throw the dice, but you don't have any, you want to play the game, but you don't have any resources. And that's what is happening in the black community. Now, the other part of it is the markets. You know, you have, black women are the fastest growing business owners in the country. But again, if they create those businesses and communities where the markets are going elsewhere, they'll hang out a single, but it won't matter because people will drive right past them going to spend their money in other communities, which we see constantly. If I want to go bowling, I have to leave my community just to go bowling. If I want to go roller skating, I have to leave my community. If I want to go to the movies, I got to leave my community. If I want to go to Dave and Buster's, if I want to go to Joe's Crab Shack, heck, if I even want to go to Chuck E. Cheese, I have to leave my community. So all of that money every weekend gets spent outside the community, and then we're all sitting around wondering why we're always broke. It's because the system that is in place is sucking the lifeblood out of the community the way it's been designed over the years.
So Ruben, let me get you to hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. I'm joined by the chairman and CEO of Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Ruben Hopkins. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're having a long overdue conversation about the black business community in the city of Milwaukee. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.